Okay, today's daf is Krisos, daf Dalid, and we are on Gimel Amid Beis, the last skinny line. Last skinny line on Gimel Amid Beis as we continue through these large dafim. But Baruch Hashem, very interesting dafim of Krisos. Whenever you have a Mishnah like this at the beginning of a Masechta, which has 25 or specifically 36 topics mentioned in it, so you get to talk about a lot of different topics related to today's daf, and today's going to be a lot about Chelev and Dam. Tomorrow's daf is all about Meshicha, Meshicha B'Shem and Mishcha, of the Kohanim, of the Kohen Gadol. A lot of interesting inyanim here, tucked away in the first parak of Maseches Krisos. So we just had a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish about Ov and Yidoni. The Gemara pointed out that the Mishnah here in Krisos only lists Ov as one of the Krisos / Chataos, while the Mishnah in Sanhedrin lists both of them when it comes to the Isser, the Chiyav Misa, in the Elohein HaNiskalin. And the Gemara asks, why is that? So the Gemara had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, since they both have the same lav, hold the shtam b'lav echan emru, and therefore if you would do, in a chanami, if you would do both of them together, Rabbi Yochanan would say, you only chayev one. That's why it's not here. It's over there. If you do each one separately, you're also chayev, but if you do them together, you only chayev one. That's why it's not listed here, where each one is a separate one. While Reish Lakish says, no, the reason it's not here is because ein bo maisa. Ein bo maisa, Reish Lakish says, why? What is Ov? What is Yidoni? Ov is where I put a type of bone in my armpit and I start talking through the bone of a certain type of animal. And Yidoni is through the mouth. Right, Rashi says right here, Yidoni machnis etzem chaya sheshma yadua l'toch pev u'medaber. I put a bone of an animal that's called the Yadua into my mouth. If you look in the Aruch, one of the early Rishonim, who has an encyclopedia, he says Yadua means the Adnei Hasadeh. Adnei Hasadeh, if you remember from Mishnayis and Kilayim, it's one of the animals that's attached to the ground by a rope. And the animal, I don't know what this animal is, obviously, but it has a certain radius that it could run around in because it's attached to the ground. The Rambam says, and I've heard of people that have talked about this, this animal, but I've never seen it. That's the Adnei Hasadeh, the Bartanura, there on the Mishnah of Kilayim also quotes this. And just, in Yonah and Dioma, we're almost, at the Seder, so I remember by the Makkah of Arov, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Arov and the ground that they were on. And the question is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to bring the Arov? You have to bring the ground that the Arov was on? So we mentioned in a Parshish here a couple of years ago, well, it could be Hashem created the natural habitat of every wild animal as well, because they'll be even more ferocious when they'll feel comfortable. And that's what it means, and the ground that they were on. Or number two, the Vilna Gaon says, well, it says Hashem brought every wild animal. So he had to bring even the Adnei Hasadeh. But the Adnei Hasadeh don't live unless they're attached to the ground. So that's why he had to bring the Arov and the ground that they were on to include the Adnei Hasadeh, which the Aruch says is the bone of the Adnei Hasadeh is used for this necromancy, the Yidoni. Okay, but anyways, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says there's no Maisa. By the armpit, I'm flapping my arm a little bit. That's a Maisa when I talk through my armpit. But if I'm talking through my mouth, I don't do a thing. Right? So therefore, it's Ebo Maisa, and that's why it's not on this list. Right? Because there's only Karban Chatas by the Nefashos HaOsos. Only have to have a Maisa to be Chayav HaChatas. Okay, so now we get into this Machlokas a little bit deeper. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Last skinny line. I think that's where we're up to. Reish Lakish, my time of Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? Why didn't he say about the Laviv? Amar Papa to Chalukin HaBemisos. Because they're Chaluk B'misos, and if they're Chaluk B'misos, they're Chaluk B'chatos. Oh, that's enough. Even if they're not, there are no separate Isurim, Lavim in the Torah about it, it's enough to be Chaluk B'misos. V'Reb Yochanan Amar Lacha, Chaluka de Lav, Havi Chaluka, Chaluka de Miso, Havi Chaluka. No, only the Chaluka of a Lav is the Chaluka. Chaluka of Misa is not a Chaluka. In order for it to be separate Averis, it had to be a Chaluka of a Lav. What I forgot to mention yesterday, I ran out of time, and I said I'd start off with it today, it has to do with this line as well. Why is the lav more significant than Misa, Chalukat Lav, and not Chalukat Misa? So there's a very important Sefer HaChinuch, which has to do with the line we had yesterday. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Samach Tes. the mitzvah of the Isra of cursing a Dayan, he quotes the principle that the Gemara quotes in various places, Ein onshin ela im kein hizhir. The onesh is never given unless you have an asara. We had a little bit yesterday that there always has to be two different psukim in the Torah. They have to give an onesh and an asara. That's why Parshas Achremos are all the azharos of the arayas, and Parshas Kedoshim lists them all, almost all of them again, the onshim. Why? Wouldn't you know that if there's an onesh, if you do this, most you must. Right? You need a separate iser, don't do this. It says if I do this, right, I'm chayav malchus. If I do this, so says the Sefer HaChinuch, yes. Because I might have thought that maybe this is just a natural result. Just like if I lend you money. You owe me money. Is that a punishment? Is that a punishment? It's just a natural result. If this is, I'm allowed to do this, but then you owe me. So I might have thought that if I have the choice to eat treif, but if I eat treif, I get malchus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care, you know, whether I do it or not, just like about lending money. So I might have thought it's just a natural, you know, if somebody wants to do this and basically kill themselves by violating this iser, they could do that. Kamash Malan, that's why you need the pasuk of Ein Anash Ela Im Kein Hizir. You need that principle because it's to let me know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested. Shem lo tavo d'b'davar minias hakel el shi'omar osa d'var ploni ye'onish b'kach ha'yve mashba shi'ei reshus b'yad kol ha'rotza l'kabal onesh v'lo yachush l'tzaro l'avar l'mitzvah ev zek v'yeh k'ein mekachu memkar. It's like a business deal. I do this, I get malchus. Yeah, it's worth it for me though. It's worth it to wear shanis. It's worth it. But kamash malan not. That's an important principle, but that might be also what's behind Rabbi Yochanan's line right here, that a lav could reflect difference in averis. Mashenkin and onesh. And onesh is just a natural result. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, alama kresh lakish. So why the opposite? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say like kresh lakish? Rabbi Yochanan who says, the reason that yidoni is not in our Mishnah is because it's included in the same lav as ov. Why didn't he say like kresh lakish? Ein bo maisa. Kesavar mantana krisus Rabbi Akiva hi. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, to Amar Lobin and Maisa. No, Rabbi Akiva is the author of a Mishnah that we're going to have later on about Magadif. We had yesterday already. So we know Rabbi Akiva is the author, and he says, you don't need a Maisa. Veresh Lakish, Nehid Rabbi Akiva Lobani Maisa Rabba, Maisa Zuta Boy. You're right, Rabbi Akiva doesn't require a big Maisa, but a little Maisa he requires. Baal Ov my Maisa Isbe, Hakasha Zro Osav Havi Maisa. By a Baal Ov, as we said, you kind of flap your arms when you're talking with the bone under your armpit and the sound's coming out. So that is somewhat of a Maisa. Megadif my Isbe. Megadif my Maisa Isbe. What about Megadif? What Maisa Megadif? Because we said it's Rabbi Akiva Shita. That includes Megadif. So Gemara says, Akima Svasav Havi Maisa. Moving your lips. That itself is a Maisa. And therefore, it is included. But Yidoni, you're not even moving your lips. Right, you have something stuck in your mouth. You can't move your lips. And that's why that's not even a Maisa Zuta, and that's why even Rabbi Akiva would exclude that. Semicolon. Says the Gemara, Kol Salka Daitach, Hakashav Zrosav Havi Maisa Zuta, Afilu L'Rabbanan. Our Havamina is that the waving of the arms would be a Maisa, even according to the Rabbanan. Why do we think that? Because in the Mishnah they only argue on Megadif. They don't argue on Ov. So we assume that maybe they hold that is a Maisa. So that's a problem. Meisvei. Ba'avodas kol chavim ino chayiv ala adar v'shish ba'maisa. Ba'avodas zara, I'm only chayiv if I do an action. Kigon. Shezibech v'kita v'nisa v'shtachava. I do one of the Dalid, one of the four major services that one is chayiv for worshipping any idol. Every idol, I'm chayiv if I do how I usually service it. If I throw a rock at Marcolis, so I'm chayiv. Why? Because that's how I usually service it. But these four avodos, any avodah zarah, so that those reflect maisim. If I sacrifice, if I burn, if I pour water, if I bow down. V'kashalon, 1 second. And we have a problem. Hishtachava less b'maisa. And the Gemara says, well, bowing down is a maisa. V'yamar Reish Lakish, Hamani Rabbi Akiva, Yidamar lo binan maisa. No, it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who says this brisa, that you don't need a maisa. So 1 second. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Demar Rabbanan, no, the Rabbanan could agree. Kfifas komoso avi maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even the Rabbanan could hold this way, because yes, bowing down is an action. Reish Lakish, though, said it's not the Rabbanan. Michlal, so it implies to svirale lireish lakish alibi the rabbanan kfivas kamas the rabbanan lo avi maisa. So it's clear from this explanation of reish lakish that the rabbanan hold bowing down is not a maisa. Hakashas rosav havi maisa. If I just use my arms, it's a maisa. But if I move my whole body, it's not a Maisa. How do we put the two Reish Lakishes together? If we assume, like we just said, that waving one's arms is a Maisa, even according to the Rabbanan, then how do you fit it with the other Reish Lakish who says, bowing your whole body down is not a Maisa? So Ella, so it must be that we were mistaken. Kikama Reish Lakish, Akashas Rosa, Fave Maisa, Zuta, Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Really, only Rabbi Akiva holds that it's a Maisa Zuta. Aval Rabbanan lo Ave Maisa. But the Rabbanan would not say it's a Maisa. Ihachi Amaitan Yatsumagadev Shainba Maisa. So why in our Mishnah did they only argue on Megadev? Nisni Yatsumagadev Ubalov. They should argue on Balov too, because that's also not a Maisa. So Mar says Chadimitar Tiktani. You're right. It just said one of two. There are two things they argue on. That's the only one of them listed. Velisni Balov, Velo Listni Megadev. So why do you pick Megadev? Why don't you say the Ov exception? Why not Megadev? Why only Megadev? Megadev is Strichlei. Now Megadev is adding Yechidish. Sachadai Dachamina sits in the Torah. Hol Viksiv Kariz Delay B'Makam Karban. The Isra of Megadev, written in, say, for Bamidbar, is written near the context of Pasuk, that's the source for Karban Chatos. So, Ema, Modi Rabbi Akiva. So there, I might have thought, maybe he's Modi Rabbi Akiva, because Megadev is written right next to Chatos. So maybe it's kind of telling me that you're always Chayav Chatos for Megadev. Even though it's Ema Maisa. Kamash Malandalo, that's why the Chiddush that the Rabbanan have to say, they have to argue on Megadev explicitly in our Mishnah, even though they also argue on Ov. Ov also wouldn't be Chayav Echatos, because Ein Bo Maisa. Period. Ula Amar, Ula has a different answer. Instead of saying the last 15 lines, he says, no, I could come up with a case of Ov that is a Maisa, even according to the Rabbanan. What's that? Bal Ov Diktani B'Makater L'Shed. Bal Ov usually means in the Torah, as we said, that you try to talk out of one's armpit. But there's another type of Ov, where I just burn something to one of the demons, to try to connect myself to one of the demons. Oh, that's the Makater L'Shed. That's a Maisa. So Gemara says, Maisa v'larava imkein hayna oved avodas kochavim. That's me avodas zara, if I'm servicing and I'm lighting a fire to a demon. So elam arava b'makatul l'sheda manas l'chabro. No, you're not doing it to serve. You're just doing it to connect, to have some of the dark force be chal on me. Right, and maybe to get some powers, that's servicing, that's Mekadol Hashem Amanas L'Chabro. Right, if we think to the story of Shaul and the witch of Ein Dor, which the Navi there calls Ov, was that a vote of Zara Mamish? They weren't serving, he just wanted to ask Shmuel a couple of questions. Right, well, was that a real vote of Zara? That was an Avera, that was Ov, right, he had gotten rid of all the Machashefos, except that one. But, you know, that wasn't loved after that was a vote of Zara. So it was Amas L'Chabra. You wanted to connect. That's what's being included here, but it's a Maisa. So Amalei Abaya, so Imkein Hainu Chover Chover. Isn't that Chover Chover, which is a separate Isser, and that's only an Isser Lav. That's not an Isser Kares with a carbon. But isn't that what Chover Chover means? It means to be Bechubar. Chover Chover is specifically when I gather certain other creatures, whether it happens to be somebody who is dead, like Shmuel, whether it happens to be bring animals together through a magical way. So all of that, that's only a lav though. Amalei, HaTorah Amr, Chover Chover, Kagon Ze Beskila. The Torah says, this Chover Chover is Beskila. You're right, it's like a Chover Chover, but there's a different type of Chover Chover. Ella, Chover Chover, but the Balav, Hadin Hu. So what's Chover Chover? That's only a lav. So Amalei, Kidatanya. The chover, chover, echad chover, gadol, echad chover, katan. It doesn't matter if I'm mechaber, if I bring together large species or small species. That's chover, chover. V'yafilu chover l'nechashim v'akrabim chayiv. Even a couple of snakes and scorpions. I'm chayiv. Meaning, if I'm trying to connect to the dark forces, to bring spirits up from the dead. So that's a type of chover, chover, which is meant by the word ov in our Mishnah. And that's a Maisa, and that's an Isser Kares with Chatas. Masha'en came, when it comes to the other type of Chover Chover in the Torah, that's just a Lav, and that's where I'm bringing animals, I'm bringing species of animals together. Amar Abaya, Haiman Deboy Lemitzbat Zibura Vakraba Aser. Even if somebody wants to bring little bees and little types of bugs that are very small, that's also Aser. Vikasu Basre Shari. Unless they're running after you to kill you. They're running out, you're in a dangerous situation, then you're allowed to put the incantations on to protect yourself. But other than that, this is not one of the big three they want us to give their life for. Semicolon. Back to the original. L'Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Kvifas Kol Maso Ave Maisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says bowing down is a Maisa, right? He said Ishtachava. He had said that price. It could even be according to the Rabbanan that it's a Maisa. So Akima Svasav Nevi Maisa Gavi Magadev. So why doesn't he also say that Akima Svasav is a Maisa, like by Magadev? Why do the Rabbanan agree that his bowing down is a Maisa? Why don't they say moving your lips is also a Maisa? What's the difference? So Amar Rava, Rava says no. It's not just that Megadeth is not such a strong Maisa. You're right, really, maybe Akima Sfasov could be objectively an act. But Amar Rava, shiny Megadeth, Hoel v'yeshno belev. Megadeth is different because, literally, it is in one's heart. What does that avol ba'alma, Akima Sfasov have a Maisa? General, it could be a Maisa, but Megadeth is different. Yeshno belev, what does that mean? Poor in Rashi, bottom of the previous Amud. Happens to be in Maseches Krisus, a lot of times, both Rashi's and Tosfosim are on different dafim. Now it's on Amud Beis. The Rabbeinu Gershom is an extreme. Rabbeinu Gershom, you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, it could be three blot off of where it's printed. Three blot. So in the Birei Daf, they put it all in the back. All the Rabbeinu Gershoms. But here, you try to find Rabbeinu Gershom, it's like three blot ahead, three blot back. That's very, very challenging to find. Anyway. So what does this mean? So Rashi says in the bottom of the previous Amud, what does it mean, yeshno belev? Look at where it says gilyon in Rashi. Hoel v'yeshno belev. Iker isuro b'machsheves halev. Ve'ein kan maisa. U'mashemidaber eino ela mashmia isuro. The isra megadef is defined as an isra shebelev. The speaking is just a sheer or a reflection, and now we know what's in your heart. But it's not an iser maisa. It's an iser lev. And therefore, even if you have a physical act, it's defined as a lav she'ein bo maisa. This comes up in many other places. Just one example to remind ourselves of, lo sachmod. The Rambam says beferish, and Ilchas wrote seach, I think, that there's an iser elsewhere. I'm not sure. No, it's not in Rotseach. The Rambam says lo sachmod is violated, is a lav she'ein bo maisa, so you don't get malchus for it. But you only violate lo sachmod when you push the person and convince them so much that he actually sells it to you. So the Ravid says, you're saying one thing from one side and one thing from the other side. The one line the Rambam says that it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. The very next line the Rambam says, and by the way, you don't violate lo sachmod until you make the person sell it to you. So the Mepharshim explained, because bi'ikaron it's an isser shebelev. It's just that the sheer, how far is your isser shebelev? It's that you even got the guy to sell it to you. So a similar idea here that Rashi explains the Gemara. Megadev, it's an isser, like you feel like cursing God inside. That's the isser. You went so far as to actually do it, but it's not that that's the only isser. The isser is already inside. The isser is already belev. So that's why the Rabbanan defined it as a isser shebelev. Is that all of Avodah Zarah? No, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, we're not mitztarif machshavas Avodah Zarah l'maisa. It's a question about Avodah Zarah, but you know, you're not going to get the chiyuv misa for sure with it, just thinking about it. But there is an idea makabel of Eloka, yeah, Eloha.
Here you have a maisa. Akimas Fasa would be a maisa.
Here, Akimas Fasa, but we know that the Rabbanan have a misora that Megadev is all about the lave. I don't know if you have to say that by every Avodah Zarah. Megadev is unique. Megadeth is, even the Sheva Mitzvahs, it's a separate one. Right? You would think it's similar, cursing God. It's like, you can believe in God and curse God. Right? But it's not, two different Isurim. Weiter, Masiv Rebbe Zera. Another example. Yatsu Edim Zomamin She'en Bo Maisa. Edim, so you're telling me, according to Rabbanan, that Akimas Fasav is usually a Maisa, but Megadeth is different. What about Edim Zomamin? Right? We exclude Edim Zomamin, the Medrash tells us. Also, Ein Bo Maisa, you're not, they're not Chayav Achatos. For the Avera that he did. So V'yamai, Ha'al Piksiv Bohen. Right, why not? They have Akima Svasav. So they have Akima Svasav. So then also, why don't you say it's a Maisa according to the Rabbanan, Shibichai V'chatos, Amar Rava, Shaini Edim Zomamin, Ho V'yeshnon Beri'iyah. No, Yeshnon Beri'iyah. So the Gemara is trying to say something similar to what we just said about Belev. What does it mean? Their Isser is that their, the fact that they're testifying about what they didn't see. The isser is the lack of re'iyah, it seems like. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hol v'yeshnon b're'iyah, Iker edusan b're'iyas ha'ayin, sheme'idin masher ra'u, hilkach lo chashem maisa. The iker is that they're testifying about something that they saw. So a little difficult in Rashi. The Achronim point out, it's like, no, they didn't see anything. So it could be that's what Rashi's saying. They're making up something that they saw and they didn't see. That's Rashi. Rashi says, again, sounds something similar to the previous line of, the Iker is not focused on the testimony, Edus, but the Iker is focusing on the fact that they've already decided to express something that they didn't see. But there's a fascinating shot of the Rif. There's no Rif on Krisus, right? The Likutei Halachos is our Rif on Krisus. But if you look in Sanhedrin, if you look at Maseches Sanhedrin, the riff there, when this is quoted about Edom Zomamin, so the riff there on Tezayim Abayz Nadafi, a riff, he says, Uparak Ravi, he quotes our Gemara, Shiny Edom Zomamin, Ho of a Yeshnan, he has a different girsa. He takes out the resh. Ho of a Yeshnan, Be'ia. What's Be'ia? Well, Be'ia means Klomar. If Avobish in a believe, She'in a B'maisa, Yeshban Sar Acha, She'in a B'maisa, there's a way that they could testify without moving their lips. If aid number one testifies, and then the Besdin says, what do you, aid number two, do you agree? He goes, uh-huh. And he doesn't move. He doesn't move his lips. He just says, Right? So he says that's not even Akim Asfasov. So since you could do this Isser without doing a Maisa at all, Memela it's defined as a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. As we've discussed various times, the Sefer Chinuch by Nakama, even though it's possible to do Nakama with a Maisa, since it's possible to do it without a Maisa, the Chinuch holds, Machlokas Rishonim, that it's defined as a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. And then he quotes, the Kivach Yeshnim Ba'ayu Ubon Edus and Edus, Avobi She'ein Ba'ayam Ha'kazis Fasayim, She'osios Elu, May osios hagaron hain. These letters are guttural. The ain bohem akasas vasaim sheish be maisa. Lafichach, even though sometimes you use your mouth, but here you don't. And he says, and that's the chazal. Behi bar am. In Bracious. Behe bar am. Why dafka was the world created with a hay? Okay, Chazal says it means Avraham too. What's Behe Baram? So some say, many Sfarim say, oh, because the hay has a hole at the bottom, Bali Tshuva could go in. Says the riff. It's a riff. It's not one of the Chumras Achronim. It's a riff. Lefisha kol osios adam kofetas piv be'eshamotz am. Every letter, you have to do something else with your mouth. Avol hey, live. You don't have to do anything with. So that's to reflect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really didn't have to do anything to create the world. It's by Melo, like we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. Avakach HaKadosh Baruch Hu bar'am below yigiyah u'below maisa. V'zerai lapirushenu. To come to Krisus Dabdala just for that riff. Dayenu. It says, Behi bar'am. That's right here. Ba'aya. Right? It's like you have to, right? Aya. You don't have to do anything with your mouth. Beautiful. Okay, here we go. Ha'ochel chelef. Good. Ha'ochel chelef. Ramesh Shapiro definitely did not mean Maseches Krisa should be done dafyomi so fast. But, you know, we have to do what we can do. Tanu Rabbana, the rest of today's daf is about chelev. Kol chelev. So somebody eats chelev, non-kosher fat, that's in the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbana. Kol chelev shor v'chesev v'ez lo sochelu. L'chayev. So if somebody, the pasuk says, you can't eat any chelev of oxen, sheep, or goats. Lo sochelu. L'chayev akol achas v'achas ziv Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, you're chayev for, if I eat chelev of each of these animals, I'm chayev three chatos. Chum say, no, you only chayev one. Name Abaka Miflagi, let's say this is the Machlokas, to Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Lokan Alaf Shabaklalas, Rabbanan Savar, and Lokan Alaf Shabaklalas, maybe it's a Machlokas by Alaf Shabaklalas. This is a huge topic, comes up today, comes up on tomorrow's daf, we don't have time to go into it, but remember, we've discussed it various times in the past, there are different types of Lav Shabaklalas, so Lav that includes many different Averis. So, maybe this is the Machlokas. There's a Machlokas, whether you get Malkas and Alaf Shabaklalas. And here, even that issue, whether you get Malkus, it's a Machlokas, how to understand that. If you look at Rashi here, Rashi explains, there are Bishmol holes, you get Malkus on Alav Shabaklalas, that means you get Malkus on each and every Aveira included on Alav Shabaklalas. The Rabbanan says you don't, which means you only get one set of Malkus. That's what Rashi explains here, that's the pshat of Ein Lokan Alav Shabaklalas. You don't get Malkus for everyone included, you only get one set if you do all the Aveiras. Because here, Rabbi Shmol says you only, Rechum says you're going to get one. So you have to say that there are other types of Lav Shabaklalas that you don't get any. Right? The Losof Lo Aladam ones in Sanhedrin, you don't get any. So you have to know there are different types of Lav Shabaklalas. Here, it's a Lav Shabaklalas, but it's all Chelev. Right? Losof Lo Aladam is six different Pshatim of Losof Lo Aladam. So it's very mistaver to be mechala between different types of lav shebeklalos. Okay, but maybe this is the machloka, suggests the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, la'olam no. Savar Rabbi Yishmael, ain logan lav shebeklalos. Really, Rabbi Yishmael says, you don't. You wouldn't get. So why does he say you're a good three here? V'shani yachad ho demiyatri le kroy. Because here there's extra psukim. You didn't have to say all three of these. Nichtov kra kol chelav lo sochelu. Shar v'chesav v'eiz lamali. Shmamina l'chalik. Why do you have all three? It must be l'chalik if you do all the averes at once. Rabbanon, Eloksiv, Shar v'chesav v'eiz. Rabbanon are about to prove that you need all three. Hava amina afilu chelav chayev mashma. If you wouldn't have said that, I would have thought even chelav of a wild animal, a chayev, is included. And we know that's not true. L'hachi, kasav, Shar v'chesav v'eiz. That's why you need to say that. It's not extra. L'meimra, the chelav, Shar v'chesav v'eiz, hu da'asar, avol d'chaya, shari. So it's not extra. So shaper ka'amri le. So this is a good taina. It's not extra. So it's back to the kash on Rabbi Yishmael. So my answer is a lahaina time of Rabbi Yishmael. This is why it's extra. De kasavar im kain lichtov kol chelav shor lo sochelu. So just say one of them. Kesev o'ez lamali shmamin alachalik. V'rabbanan savri ikaz rachmana kol chelav shor. The rabbanan say, no, if it would have only said shor, hava amina nelav shor shor mi Sinai. I would have thought you learned shor shor from Sinai, from Har Sinai. It's a problem. It doesn't say the word shor by animals going up on our Sinai. So Rashi's gersa is mishabis. You see on the side. So ma gabi shabis chayev of chayotze bohen af gabi achil chayev of chayotze bohen. So you would have learned the gzera shava to include all animals. So lahachi kaz rachmana shor v'chesav v'eis lamemer dahani da'asar v'chayev of shari. So again, the rabbanan explain it's not extra. So therefore, nothing's open to teach me that you're chayiv on each one. So shaper kamerlei, it's a good taina. So what does Rabbi Yishmael answer? Next try. Elahainu taima. Dikasavar nechtov kol chelav kesev lo sochelu. Inami kol chelav eiz lo sochelu. Say one of them. Shor v'chesav eiz lo malich v'amin alachalik. What do you have to say all three for? Rabban and Savri, you do. Ikasav kol chelav kesev. Hava mina chelav kesev asur. V'shor v'eiz shari. I would have thought only kesev. Only the sheep is usher. V'chitem am I omei the kesev? Why would I have only included kesev? Mishum din esraba be'alya. Because it has a special din that only by a sheep do we say that the tail is considered chelev and has to be hukrav in the haktara se'murin. So you see it as different halachas. So I would have thought maybe only chelev of a kesev is usher. Ukidetana dver bichananya lamamana kazev emurin b'shar emurin b'kesev emurin b'eiz. Why does the Torah have to go and list off the emurin by every case of bichor of these animals? Dechsiv ach bichor shar v'chulu tsrichi, because I need each one of them. Di kazev shar hava mina kesev eiz lo yafina mina. You don't learn kesev eiz. Di igla mifrech mal shar shkenis rabbi minasachim. A shar has the most Nisachim for Nisachayayin. So maybe you can't learn from there. So Nitha Rachmanav Kesev and Nalev Sharva Ez Mikesev, just say Kesev, Igalamif Rachmala Kesev Shkinishrava Alya. That's unique because the tail is hooked are. Nitha Rachmana Ez, Vanilov Shar Ez, Vanilov Sharva Kesemine, Igalamif Rachmala Ez, Shkinishrava Ez Lavodas Kochavim. If a Yachid worships Avodah Zarah Bishokeg, special carbon. Right? Doesn't bring a regular achatas. It brings an A's. So you see, each one of them could not have been learned, could not be a malami for the other two. So the Gemara says, okay, minchad lo yafina nichtov tarti, so write two out of three. V'neil v'chadami tarti. And learn one from two. Remember what the whole purpose of this exercise is. The Rabbanan are showing that none of these are extra. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have a makar. That's the whole purpose of this. So the Gemara says, hey, Dane Nalef. Right, so which one, hey Dame, which one should you leave out if you're going to learn one from the other two? Nalef shar mi kesev ha'ez islahon pircha. No, that doesn't work. Mala kesev ha'ez shekein israbo etzla pesach. Right, kesev and ez could both be used for karmen pesach. So therefore, and an ez and a shar can't. Right, so therefore, you couldn't learn it. Lo nichtov kesev and nalef mi shar va'ez islahon pircha. Mala shar va'ez shekein israbo etzla v'nizkel chavim. You bring an ez for a yachid who does avodah zarah, and if the tzibur does avodah zarah, you bring a par, right? And that's the shor. Lo nichtov eiz v'nelef bishar v'chesev islon percha ma'al shar v'chesev shkein yesh bo tzad ribui. There is a tzad ribui bach yadzin eitzel ha mizbeach. Eitzel ha mizbeach. They can both go on the mizbeach, Right, you have the tail and you have the shor. Hilchach lo yalfi ma'adadi, period. So that's the Rabban, and you see, there none of them are extra. So shaper kamelei. So back to the question of Rabbi Ishmael. We threw out the first three. Just two ha'aris. There is a very important discussion which I'll have to come back to. I'll just to mention it. Derech agav, we know, we mentioned already, there's a concept called muchlokin in this mesechta. There's Shabbosos Mukhlakin. There is Gufin Mukhlakin, meaning if you do the same Aveira, two Shabbosos, you might be Chayev too. Same Aveira with two different women, so you'd be Chayev too. What do you apply the principle of Gufin Mukhlakin to animals? And then the Rishonim, he already asked on this Gemara, maybe that's a source for Rabbi Ishmael. If you have Chelev of three different animals, you should say Gufin Mukhlakin. So Tosfos Yeshanim later on at the beginning in the second paragraph, Tezvav says, Beferish, you don't say it by animals. Say it by people, which might be hashkafically also. People are all unique, separate, goofin. Animals are about the species. So you don't apply by animals. But there's a Tosfos reading Kiddushin, Adaf Ayin Zayin, which says you do apply by animals. So the Yarech Laner right here says, what do you do according to the Tosfos read? Maybe that's the svar for Rabbi Ishmael. Answer, only by live animals. By live people, do you say gufin mechlakin? Here the animals are dead. They're shechted. So therefore, that's why, even if you hold gufin mechlakin, you wouldn't say it in our Gemara. Period. There's more, but we continue. So, elal, third white line. La olam time derbi shmal kederbi nameikara. Really go back to what we said before. Tim k nichtov kochelev alishto. Answer number one had said, you didn't have to say any specific animal. Just say kochelev. And all three are extra. My Amrit, what we say, Haidakaz of Sharva Kesava Aes, Lemishri Khalaf Chaya. What you wouldn't have known to exclude Chaya? Haki Kaz of Krabin, Yana the Kachim. What do you mean? This pasuk is in the context of Kachim. Vidavar Alame Man Yano. And you would know from the context that we're not talking about Chaya. So none of them are extra. You wouldn't have had to exclude Chaya, and therefore it is extra, and that's why Rabbi Shmuel says you're Chayev three. Period. Michlad Rabbanan Savi Lo Yafin and Davar Lameme in Yano. Whether Rabbanan don't hold to that principle, that because they hold that it is not extra. So the Gemara says Lo Dukuli Alma Yafin and Davar Halameme in Yano. We do hold of it based on look at the context. V'achabal Pligi. This is the Machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Lameme Din Lav Mi Lav. Okay, the Gersos here are very difficult. Lav Mi Lav V'Lav Mi Kares. Rabbi Shmuel says you're allowed to learn lavim from lavin context and a lav from a kares context. We skip the next four lines. Rashi takes it out. The Shita takes it out. Go down. V'rabbanan, sixth to last word on the line. V'rabbanan, lav mi lav yalfinan, lav mi kares lo yalfinan. The Rabbanan say if you have a lav in the context of kares, you can't be male of that. So if it's based on, if it's in the context where it's similar, then you can learn it. But if it's a different context, not. So here it's in a different context, and therefore you need the pasuk to tell me the iser. So it's not extra. And therefore, you cannot learn that you'd be chayiv on each one. Period. V'bayisema, or a different answer. I know time had the Rabbanan. Oh, this is why the Rabbanan don't say you would learn it based on context, and therefore the psukim are extra. Kida amar le Rav Mari, Lurab Zvid. Elame ata, al yedechulin titsar. Because, this is the reason the Rabbanan, they say, have to say it. Because, why wouldn't we say that the alya of chulin would be usher? Just like it's chelev. Just like it's chelev regarding me'ila, so it should be chelev regarding chulin. It should be something that you can't eat. So the Gemara says, that's what the Rabbanan would say. Amar le, no, alecha amar kra. Kol chelev shor v'chesu v'eiz. What's asur? Only something that is equal by all of these. And this is not. This is only by kesef. Hilka ki asa shar v'chesef v'eiz l'mishri aya d'chulin u'da'asa. That's what it's needed for. And therefore, it's still extra. And that's how I can learn my din of being chayev three times for eating the three chalefs. The Rabbi Ishmael, amar lecha im kein leim. I'm sorry, that was the Rabbanan. For Rabbi, the continuation. For Rabbi Shmuel Amalacha, im kein le makra, kol chelev shar v'chesef. Eiz lamali, shmamina lechalek. You still have an extra word for eiz. Period. Adkan, machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbana. We worked out all the limudim. Why, lomaisid comes out. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's something extra in the pasuk. And therefore, even if I usually hold that you don't get malchus for a lav shebeklalus, what the extra word teaches me, you get malchus for each and every chelev. And the Rabbanan say, no, there's nothing extra. You need it to, originally we thought to exclude chaya, and then we needed to exclude the case of chulin. For chulin, you need it. It's not extra, and therefore you only chayev one. Period. We continue. Just mention one ha'ara. The Shita Mekubetzes here says, when we had earlier in this Shach Levataria, can't help myself, sorry. The Shita Mekubetzes here says that we said Kesev Vo'ez is Nisrabu Eitzel Pesach. That was the first wide line we said. You can bring an Eitzel Pesach. The Shita Mekubetzes says, quotes the Rush in Os Tezvav, well, Hu Adin, the Gemara could have said that they are Nisraba Eitzel Tamid. Nisraba Eitzel Tamid. The question is, that's what the Shita Mekubetzes here says. On the bottom, you see there's an Aleph going on the Shita Mekubetzes. This is from the Cheshek Shlomo, the Shlomo Mivilna. He says, Eino Muvan, Ta betamid ksiv bekvasim b'nei shana. Can you bring an A's for a tamid? Can you bring a goat for a tamid? So it says kvasim in the pasuk. And if you look in the Rambam, says Mefurish in Maisa Karbanos, you can't bring Ezim. Can't bring either. There's no carbon ola sibra. That's an A. So what's he talking about? And also, it sounds that way from the Yerushalmi. There's a different version of this in Bava Kamma, but in Yerushalmi, talks about it in the days of the Greeks when there was a siege and they ran out of animals. Every day they used to lower down a pot of gold and they used to get the animals that were sent up. That's what the so in Bava Kamma the version is that eventually they sent up a pig. But that's not the version in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi in Brachos, he said, Pamach ashil shlu lohem shtei kupo shal zahav, v'yumal lohem shtei gediyim. Ba'os ashah, hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enayim, v'masu shnei tzlam uvukar b'lishas ha-tzlam. They sent up two goats, and they said, Oyvei, Oyvei, and they found two other sheep. So it sounds like from the Yerushalmi, also, goats are not allowed to be used. So the Pnei Moshe there says, no. It's just that the Mesorah was to use Kvasim. That's why they didn't want to use Ezim. They don't want to go against the Mesorah. But so this Rush says here b'Feirish, that you could use Ezim for a carbon tamid. Very interesting. Machlokas Rishon. Okay. Vayter, Tana Rabbanan. Where are we? No. Amar Rabbi Yechanina. Says Rabbi Chanina, Mod Rabbi Shmuel, Linyan Karban, Shein, maybe Elachatas Achas. Even though Rabbi Shmuel says you get three sets of lashes, but you're only Chayav one Chatas. My time up. Delo Dummy Hadin Lev, Alav, Lalav, De Arias. Because this is not similar. This Lav is not similar to Arias. You'd only be Chayav one Karban. Right, Rashi says on the top left of the, page, it just means it's not similar to other Isurim, which are really separate ideas. Here, you're going to be chayev an extra malchus because of the lima that we just said the extra word, but in terms of karbanos, even Rabbi Shimon would say you're only chayev one chatas. Period. Tana Rabbanan, va'asa achas, va'asa heina. As we quoted this yesterday also, achas always means one, heina always means many. L'chayev al kalachas va'achas, the word heina teaches me, sometimes you b'chayev many for one. Shem achal chelev v'chelev, shem echad, b'shnei ha'alemos. If I eat a piece of chelev in two ha'alemos, I eat one piece of chelev, and then I realize that I ate a piece of chelev, and then I eat another piece of chelev, both b'shogeg, chayev shtayim, chayev two. Ha'alamos mechalkos. Different time periods with knowledge in between is machalik for chataos. Shtei shemos behelam achas chayev shtayim. And also if I eat two different types of chaylev, different parts of the body. Right, I eat Yoseris ben Akaved and all the other ones. Rashi quotes the examples. You're chayev too. Amalei Rami Bar Chama Lerav Chizda Bish Lamashem Echad Mishtei Alemos Chayev Shtayim. I understand why two Alemos are chayev too. Mishum the Halamos Mechalkin Elish Nei Shemos Behelam Achas. But two Shemos in one Helam Amai Chayev Shtayim Habein and Halamos Muchlokin Veleka. You don't have what Shemos Muchlokin is enough? Isn't it all chaylev? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Ella, Amar Lehakam Hayaskinim Gon Da'achal Chelev Dinosar. The Mechayim Mishim Nosar Mishim Chelev. When we said here before that you Chayev two in one Helam, that's only if you eat Chelev of Nosar, because that's two Shemos. Two separate Shemos. You're eating Nosar and you're eating Chelev. So Gemara says Amar Leh, if it's Nosar, Imkei Nechayev Nami Mishim Kodesh, should be Chayev three. Should be Chayev for a Karban, and for Nosar, and for Chelev. So Ella Amar Rav Sheshes Gon Da'achal. Okay, forget Nosar. Da'achal Chelev de Hektish. You just say Chelev of Hektish. So it's Chelev and Karban. That's the two. V'Rebbe Yehuda he and it's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. D'Tanya Achal Chelev Nevela. Achal Chelev Mukdashin Chayev Shtayim. If I eat Chelev of Nevela of an animal that was not Shechtur or Chelev Mukdashin, Chayev two. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Chayev Chelev Mukdashin Lokesh Shalosh. If you chelev mukdashin, you really look at three. Two mishum chelev and one mishum zar. And therefore, this is going like a Yehuda, that you're chayev two just for chelev. Chelev and chelev of hektish is chayev two chatos. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And that's why this price is going according to him. Mechacho alei
b'marav. And the two are chelev and hektish, and not three chelev hektish.
Right, the hektish one is chelev of hektish. Right, it's chelev the hektish, and zar. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds.
But the two chelevs are
chelev, and that's why the Gemara calls it. There's only one.
In other words, when we're saying that you'd be chayav two, we're saying chelev and the hektish. But the fact that it was chelev the hektish.
Chelev the hektish doesn't mean an extra one.
Is
right, it doesn't get an extra one of hektish.
Right, otherwise, it would have been three.
Right. So, Ma'arava, they laughed at him in Ma'arava. If you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it talks about who that's referring to. It's just a phrase that some Rabbanan is always used to reflect some Rabbanan. V'nukma kegon chelev d'shar v'chesav v'ez Rabbi Shmali d'amalokas shalosh. Why don't you say you're having such difficulty to explain when you'd be chayiv two? Just say it's Rabbi Yishmael. And you ate, let's say, two out of three of these. That's the chayiv two. So the Gemara says, the girsa of the shita, ela amai lo ukmek Rabbi Shmuel. So why didn't they mokem like Rabbi Shmuel? Dami Rabbi Chanina, because of what we just said. Mo Rabbi Shmuel in your carbon she nechayv alachatas achas. As we just said, he only says the shita by malchus. We're talking about carbonas here. So the Gemara says that's why you couldn't learn Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says 1 second, hashda nami Rabbi Yehuda lo mitukma. So Rabbi Yehuda also, you should be mitokem it as to ha'amar Rabbi Elazar, mo dehar Rabbi Yehuda, and yinkarbon chinam maybe lachadas achas. Rabbi Yehuda's shita that we just said about chelev, same thing. It's only related to Malchus, but regarding chelev, regarding the karbanis, he also agrees. Sa ela amar reish lakish mishum bar tutini different shat hacham ayaskinam go sha'achlan bishnei tamchuyin. A new principle. V'yalibed Rabbi Yeshua damar tamchuyin mechalkin. Another principle we're going to have. The pots are machalik. A tamchui is a pot. If you cooked chelev differently, one you roasted and one you boiled, however it was, Rashi says, tafshil vitzli, that itself is machayev. That's how machayev is considered. It's machayev too. Right? It's tamchui and machalkin. That's a machokas later on, but that is what the Gemara says here. Good. Tzgufa weiter, achal chelev nevela lokel shtayim. If I eat chelev and nevela, I have two. One for chelev, one for nevela. Chelev mukdashin lokel shtayim. Chelev and mukdash. Rabbi Yehuda omer chelev mukdashin lokel shalosh. Rabbi Yehuda lokel three. For chelev mukdashin and zar. So omer le Rav Sivzi l'rava. Bishlam ol Rabbi Yehuda hayin d'chsivi kroi. I understand according to Rabbi Yehuda because there are three different psukim. Chukas olam, one pasik. Kol chelev shor v'chesavez lo sochelu, second pasik. And the next pasik, again, girsa problems, because the next pasik that we have, v'chozero yochal kodesh, we assume that means truma. If you look in the context, we just discussed this in Mitzvah Shir, that's about truma, that kodesh. So you got to put in some other pasik about chelev, right, the ginashas here, and the sai, ki kodeshim, some other pasuk. So hatlas alavin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you know it's three different psukim. El Rabbanan, my taima. So according to Rabbanan, why only two? So kasavri, lav de chukas olam, bekadshim, v'lav de chelev shar, bechulin. Why? Because the Rabbanan hold there are two separate exclusive isurim. And the chelev isur of chulin does not apply to the chelev isur of kadshim. It's two separate psukim, and they don't overlap. And that's what the Rabbanan say, you will be chayav chelev and chelev of kachim. No! There's an isra of chelev chulin, and there's an isra of chelev kachim. Vitzrichi, and you need both psukim. You need both. Yitzrichi, because of rachmana, kachim. If the Torah only asks chelev of kachim, hava amina. Kachim udachamiri to asr chelbo. Maybe kachim, which we know is generally more machmir, that's when the chelev of kachim is asr. Avo chulin emalo. That's why we have the other pasuk by chulin. Because of kol chelev shor, and if you only have one by chulin, have amina, chelev chulin uda asur, only chulin would be asur, mishum dolo hutar michlalo. Because it never has a heter. Avol chelev mukdashin dehutar michlalo, but chelev mukdashin, which has a heter, have amina mi dehutar besaron ishtrina michelbon. Since its meat is mutter, so too its chelev shmi mutter. Tzrichi, that's why you need it. These last three lines are very challenging to figure out what the Gemara is trying to say. First of all, what does it mean? Chelev of mukdash is, chelev mukdashin has a heter? When does chelev mukdashin has a heter? The pshat that probably fits in best is the Arach Laner, but it's also Rabbeinu Gershom. It's quoted here in Rabbeinu Gershom. And that is that, if you just read it, Chelev, Mukdashin has a heter, it is Huter Mechwalo. Let me just read it from Aruch Laner, because I looked for it in Rabbeinu Gershom, it's a couple of blah down. But he says, Chelev, Mukdashin, Lulei, Pirish Rashi. Rashi does not say this. He says, Hachikamar, Havamina, Kibon to Kachim, Kodem Zrikas, Damam, Nasar. We know that by Kachim, Basar Kachim is Asur before Zrikas Adam, and is Mutar after Zrikas Adam. So Kachim has Heterim, so maybe I would have thought that Chelev Kachim also, just like before Zrikas Adam it's Asur, but after Zrikas Adam it becomes Mutar, Kamash Balan. There is a Heter. Chelev is not mutter, but there's something is mutter. And that's why the Gemara brings in here Basar. Right, according to Rashi, it has a different pshat, and the Shita has another pshat. Difficult, but now read it again. It fits in beautifully according to that pshat. Right, he says, Avachelev mukdashin to hutar michlalu, it has a heter. What's a mutter? Kachem has a heter. What do you mean? Havamina, mi tehutar bisaron after Zrikas Adam, ishtri nami chelbon. I would have thought that. Srichi, that's why I need it. Again, Rashi has a different shot. Rabbeinu, the Shilu Kubetzis here says, maybe it has a heter that it's mutter lahakrivit al gabi amizbeach. That's all difficult. That's a heter. Instead of just being usher, you could be matrit. Either way. But that's the sheet, that's the Rabbanan. They have two separate isurim. Chelev of hektish and chelev of chulin, and they don't meet. There's an interest. Sorry? Achilas Mizbeach. Right, that's it's some type of Achila. Rashi here, says that he quotes a Lashon Yerushalmi. Rashi here quotes a Lashon Yerushalmi that towards the top of the right side, Lashon Hafuchu, Lashon Girsa Yerushalmit. So the question is, Lashon Girsa Yerushalmit, again, is this a Yerushalmi on Kachim that we have? If you look in the Margolius Hashas, he assumes that it's not a real Yerushalmi, as we've said. But either way, that's another time, maybe the first time we've had on Croesus, that a Lashon Yerushalmi is quoted. Okay, so we continue though now where we are up to. V'Rebbe Yehuda Savar. Rabbi Yehuda Savar. So what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda does not say that they are totally separate. So says Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Ki ksiv chelev shor ben yonat kachim ksiv. Right, no, it says chelev shor in the context of kachim. So how could you say that they are different exclusively? Ela mechad rabbanan savi lo yafina davar alame minyano. Same thing we said before. The rabbanan don't hold of that. So lo to kuliyama yafina davar alame minyano. Ubahaka mifliki. Rabbi Yehuda Savri lamedim lav milav alav mikares. For rabbanan savri lav milav yafina lav mikares lo yafinan. Period. Okay, it's just the same machlokas as we had on Amud Aleph, relating to the context of whether we learn davar alame minyano from lav mikares. Okay. So we skip the parentheses and now we move on. Where it says Tanya, Rashi's Girsa is Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol Chelev v'chol Dam. Lo so Chelu. The Pasuk says the Isra of Chelev and Dam together. Ma Chelev lo kishtayim, av Dam lo kishtayim. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says there's a Hekish to teach me. Just like Chelev, you would get two Malkias, so too. Chelev can't get two Malkias. Here we're talking about Rav Yikra Gimel, talking about Kachim. Just like Chelev gets two Malkas, so too Dam would get two Malkas. V'chachamim omer, no, ein bo ela ashara achas. There's one ashara. There's one iser. U'maishna, that's what the Gemara says. U'maishna Chelev delokesh shtayim below Hekesha. We know that Chelev gets, we compare Dam to Chelev, according to Rav Yehuda. How do you know Chelev gets two? Without a hekish, ma'ishta chelav delokesh shtayim below akesha dekasa batrei krai, because it says it twice. Kol chelav v'chol dam lo so chelu, kol chelav shor v'chesev. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I know you get two malchus for chelav directly. So dam nami, b'lav akesha nukishtayim. So what do you need the hekish of dam from chelav? There are two separate pesukim by dam too. Dechsib batrei lavin, kol chelav v'chol dam lo so chelu, v'chol dam lo so chelu, v'chol mosh v'osechem lo ofal abehima. So according to Yehuda, why does he have to resort to the Hekish to teach me to Isurim by Dam? Just learn it directly, just like you learned Chelev directly. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela Ema, this is what he meant. Ma Chelev Lokesh Shalosh, Av Dam Lokesh Shalosh. It's three. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Umaishna Chelev de Lokesh Shalosh. Dichsiv Behalin Shrei Lavin, Vilav de Zarus, Hatlasa. So Dam Nami, Dam Nami. Also, again, you have a line added in the Shilu Kabatzis Oskaf Hei. Dam Nami Lilki Tlasa. You should get three. Dichsiv Behalin Shrei Lavin, Vilav de Zarus, Hatlasa. So by what's the difference between Dam and Chelev? Gemara says it's trich. No, by dam you need the pasik. It's not extra. By zaris, sakad adachamina hol v'isma'id dam mi. See on the side, the girsa, mi me'ila, since by dam, dam is excluded from me'ila. You don't violate me'ila if you get benefit from dam. Special limud that we have elsewhere. Lismai mi'zaris. So that's why I would have thought maybe there's no answer. Zaris by dam also. If I eat dam, it's just dam. Kamash bo'an hekesh, that's why you need the hekesh. So it's not extra by dam, and that's why you have to have the hekesh by chalef, period. Ela l'rabbanan hekesh l'mayasa. So what about according to the rabbanan? We assume they hold of the hekesh. So what is the hekesh of dam and chalef teaching me? If it's not teaching me, your chayef three. Mi boile l'kidetanya, ko chalef v'chal dam lo so chalu, ma chalef miyuchad, shechelbo chaluk mi b'saro. Just like chalef, its chalef is separate from its basar. Rashi says that means its chalef is asar and its basar is mutter. Right, basar is mutter. So just like chaylev is different, the ein mitztarf in zamze, and it's not mitztaref together to combine to a shear, because one's mutter and one's aser. Avdam shedamo chaluk mi b'saro, so to dam, where if you have an animal that its dam is separate from its basar, shita as in ein mitztarf in zamze, they are not mitztaref to each other. That's the connection between chaylev and dam. Otsi dam shwatzim, what is that teaching me? Excluding dam shrotzim, hol ve'inat dein dam, chalim mibsar mitzdarfin. By a sheretz, its blood and its body are all the same aser. So therefore, they're not independent, and they could all be mitzdarif to the shear of sheretz. Again, if you eat a whole sheretz, you don't need a shear. That's a birya. But if you eat part of a sheretz, that would be aser. That would be aser if they could combine. Vahame hachanafka. 1 second. You learn that from here. May also nafka. You have a different source to teach me that. Vizelachem atame. This, all of this is tame to you. Limeid al dam asheretz ve'asheretzim estar from zemze. You have a different pasuk to teach me that dam sheretz and sheretz are combinable. So ilav de acacia. No, if you wouldn't have the hekish sakadai de chamina. Hani mili l'tuma. For tuma, they're combinable. Avala achila emalo, but not for achila. Ashmin on hekesha l'achila. That's why the hekesh teaches me achila. Amar Ravina Hilkach. Ravina says, therefore, damnachash ubisar mitstarfin. The damnachash in his basar art is mitstarif. Why? So the Gemara says, my kamashla, hani hekesha, that's exactly the hekesh. Why would I have thought otherwise? A nachash is not, right, it's not one of the shrutzim. So the Gemara says, no, that's the point. Salka da dechamina, sheretz to israbi l'tumis, rabi l'achila. Maybe the limit is only by the shmona shrutzim. You learn it from tumah, they could combine, so to achila. Nachash, de lo israbi l'tumah, lo israbi l'achila. A nachash is not israbi l'tumah, it's not one of the shrutzim, so it's not israbi l'achila. Kamash malan, hekesha kol mili, dein dam and chalak mi psaro, mashma. Kamash malan, we include everything, period. We discussed back in Mitzvah Shir, Rabbeinu Bachai, in Parashas Shmini, why isn't a snake tame? Right, we'll finish with this. We're going to stop here. Why isn't the snake tame? Right, it's out of the Shmona Shratzim. You would think a nachash is the worst symbolic. The nachash, mikol a nachash ayarum. So Rabbeinu Bachai says because a nachash is very dangerous. And if you see a nachash coming to attack a person, and you have to think twice because oh, it's tame. You have to for a second you might like not do it and prevent yourself. The Torah doesn't want that. Because the snake is dangerous. So the Torah says, a snake is not tame. Durachecha darche noam. Put it on the list. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes it. And therefore, the Torah says, a snake is not tame, so that you will go and kill the snake as soon as you can, and you won't hesitate at all. Because if you might hesitate, you saw Kedosha Meim if they know something is tame. Okay, we'll stop here. By Omar Rava. Where he gets into the how many krisus are there by dam and how many lavin are there by dam, and tomorrow talks all about mishicha shemen amishcha, beautiful daf. It's a very large daf. Start early, and Hashem will continue. Beth Hashem on Sunday and daf vav when we talk about simana milsa and the first night of Rosh Hashanah. That is daf vav. Tomorrow you have pita maktoris. Tomorrow's pita maktoris. All the measurements of the ktoris. Okay, we'll stop here.